Well, I was hauling my load and my route was tight. Had to make Baton Rouge by Friday night. All my life spent hauling freight. Next week, Tucson's on the slate. Well, I was thinking of my home back there in Caroline when a tiny little voice came over channel 19 saying, "Hey there, all you truckers, highballing and hightailing. Won't one of you come on back to this one CB alien?" Well, my daddy was a trucker just like y'all. He lost his life doing the big highball somewhere out there twixt Tau Ceti and Alpha Centauri. But I don't want to burden you with my lonesome story. I want to hear about you, 18-wheeler. Where are you going? Where have you been? Tell me about all the faraway places you've seen. I want to hear about the trucker's life, its hopes and its failings. Won't one of y'all come on back to this one, CB alien? Well, I talked to him for a while about hauling a load, about Smokey and truck stop coffee and why Chevy's better than Ford. He talked to me about how he and his daddy used to get in that rig of theirs and fly across the width of the galaxy, and a tear came to my eye. I said, "Ten fur, little buddy. I done told you plenty. What I'd like to know now is, what's your 20? Because you sound kind of sad and all alone, and I'd like to have an eyeball with you if you'll have me in your modest home." Well, he gave me directions they weren't too hard to follow. Just take a ride off I-85 at Eflin Exit. Go straight through Shady Holler. Go through two stop signs and look to your right, and I'll be waving at you from the split level ranch with the yellow bug light. Well, house needed painting, that was plain, and my eye fell across a broken window pane, but there he was. All six arms a-waving and two leaning on the railing and a smile splitting his green scaly face. My buddy, CB Alien. Well, we shook hands, at least half of us did, and he brought out beer and snacks. I ate peanuts, he chewed on the lid. And he showed me some machinery so monstrous and big, emitting an eerie blue light. His daddy's CB rig. Well, he flipped on the power and the rig had began to glistening. He called, "CQ Andromeda, CB Alien listening." We talked to his buddies out there amongst the stars. Sirius, Antares, and a local QSO with Mars. Well, when we were through ratchet jawing with the Martians and others, I began to realize, all beings his brothers. I looked at my little buddy so alone and so sad, and I said, "Why don't you come with me, CB Alien? There's plenty of good times to be had." Well, he's made a great little partner, good driver, don't need much to eat, just some worms or bugs or maybe a hitchhiker for a treat. You might hear us sometime when we're hauling our freight. Give us a call, because me and CB Alien, we're flying 10-8.